Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump says he will announce his latest nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court at a White House event on Saturday afternoon. This follows the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her body will lie in repose at the High Court beginning this morning through tomorrow. Ginsburg will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery next week. President Trump says he's pleased with how his administration has handled the coronavirus pandemic, despite criticism from Democrats in Congress and the party's presidential nominee, Joe Biden.
We have done an incredible job, and we're doing an incredible job, and we will be, in my opinion, we're rounding the turn.
The president was speaking to a TV station in Detroit on the day the number of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. topped 200,000, more than any other country. Biden has accused Trump of failing to do his job after the president acknowledged downplaying the potential threat posed by the virus in the early days of the pandemic. A Canadian woman accused of mailing an envelope to President Trump containing the poison ricin made her first court appearance yesterday in New York State. NPR's Quill Lawrence says the letter was discovered at a White House mail sorting facility last week.
A criminal complaint charges Pascal Ferrier with threatening the president of the United States. She was previously deported from the U.S. in 2019 after an arrest in Texas for an unlicensed firearm. Prosecutors say Ferrier mailed letters containing highly toxic ricin powder to President Trump and also to Texas prison officials. In the letters, she called the president an ugly tyrant clown and suggested that if the poison didn't work, she would try another method. White House mail is screened at an off-site facility. When officials stopped Ferrier at the border in Buffalo on Sunday, she had a loaded gun and a knife, according to the complaint, and told Customs she was wanted by the FBI for the ricin letters. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, New York.
The Senate is expected to pass a short-term spending bill to keep the federal government operating through early December. Funding is due to run out at the end of this month. NPR's Susan Davis says the House approved the bill yesterday.
The legislation will keep the government funded through December 11th. It passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, but only after a partisan dust-up over farm and nutrition aid. The initial bill lacked more than $20 billion requested by the Trump administration for the Commodity Credit Corporation, which provides aid to American farmers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused the president of using it as a political slush fund, but there was pushback from House Democrats in farm states who advocated for including the funds. That position ultimately prevailed. The bill also expands nutrition assistance for school children to continue to receive meals while learning remotely. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Dow futures are up 213 points this morning. This is NPR News. In Hawaii, the mayor of Honolulu says he's easing some of the city's coronavirus restrictions. Mayor Kirk Caldwell says social gatherings of up to five people are now being permitted. Beaches and hiking trails are included in that directive. Restaurants can have up to five people at a table, but not without diners providing their names and contact information to allow for contact tracing. The NFL is imposing fines on teams and coaches violating the league's coronavirus restrictions. NPR's Tom Goldman says fines of $100,000 were given to the head coaches of the New Orleans Saints and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Monday night football viewers were able to see John Gruden's trademark sneer because for most of the game, his mask was under his chin. New Orleans' Sean Payton kept his around his neck. Along with their $100,000 fines, their teams each were fined $250,000. The NFL announced last week it would crack down on those who violate the new rule that everyone in a team's bench area on the field, except players, has to wear a mask. Monday, the NFL fined three other head coaches and their teams the same amounts. So far, the league is having success combating the virus. In the most recent testing, more than 2,400 players were tested with zero positive results. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from a hospital in Germany little more than a month after he was poisoned with a nerve agent. Doctors say they believe he'll make a full recovery. Moscow denies it was involved. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.